Archer, this is Tom, a.k.a. Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to say hello, and I listened to your latest episode, and just want to let you know I'm sorry I'm having a tough time getting back to the work schedule. I know it's got to suck when you have the summer off like that, so I hope that it'll get better for you. And watched Big Brother last night, and it was really, really, really good. And I feel sorry for a certain person that got put on the block, so I don't want to give any spoilers on the message, but I think it kind of sucks. So I'm hoping that somehow she stays alive. But I wanted to give you a call today because I sent you an email, but today, of all days, is my one-year anniversary of my podcast. Woo-hoo! Yahoo! Yahoo! So I decided to give you a quick call and give you a shout out, and I was hoping to do it before with my 100th episode, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So I just want to give you a quick call to say hey, and hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll be yapping you later. Hope to see you online sometime. Bye-bye.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, September 1st, 2006. We have made it to September. I think, maybe the summer is officially over. Anyway, you just heard a nice message we got from Tom of Ramble Redhead, and he was, that call was a couple days ago, I think it was on Wednesday, and he was calling to let us know that it was his one-year anniversary of podcasting. Congratulations, Tom, that's great. And he talked about Big Brother and saying that he was sorry that I was having a tough time getting back to work. Well, luckily it's Friday, and we have come to the end of the first week of work, and next week, after the day after Labor Day, the students come. So I think the real work begins next week. But I have other things I want to talk about. You might remember me telling you that I had an appointment with a kitchen designer for my kitchen renovation. She came yesterday, and she was very good, let me just tell you that. First of all, she spent 2.5 hours at my house completely talking about kitchens, designs, options, what I want. She brought some cabinet styles. She brought pictures of every other kitchen she's worked on. I mean, this woman is detailed. We talked about all of the different options that I want in my kitchen, and you know, she suggested some things. She's going to, you know, she measured things. She wrote down all the options that I want. Chose the cabinet style, the counter. Well, the countertop's kind of up in the air because she's, besides being a kitchen designer in terms of, like, drawing the layout and so forth, she's also the designer part that pretty much will let you know what goes together and what doesn't go together. Well, I had chosen natural maple cabinets in like a shaker style, and I had also chosen a white solid surfacing countertop with an integrated sink. Well, she said that she wasn't too sure that those two were going to go together because it's awfully light, and she was talking about the solid surfacing being kind of hard to keep clean, especially if the white, if you put down wine or grape juice or something, it's going to leave a stain, and then you have to scrub it to get it out. So while it looks beautiful and it presents itself well, the actual maintenance of the solid surface white countertop is very hard. So she was suggesting some other ideas. I told her that I thought marble or granite or, you know, real stone was probably out of my budget. But she said she would price it out and see what we can come up with. But she also said that the solid surfacing is fine, but you might want to go with like a speckled pattern or some kind of pattern so that it's easier to keep clean. So she's going to bring me some options to look at and some suggestions. And she asked about what color I was going to paint the kitchen. And, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I want to paint my kitchen yellow. Well, I have a yellow plate. What's that kind of dishware? Not stoneware. What's it called? It's What the hell is it called? It's that, I don't know what the style of the plates are. It's that Fiestaware. Everybody knows Fiestaware. Well, I had a yellow Fiestaware plate, and I said, well, I think I'm going to paint it close to this color. Well, she held up the cabinet next to it, and it was almost like the cabinet disappeared next to the yellow. So she was basically demonstrating that my choice of yellow may not be a good one. And once I saw it like that, I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. I probably need a darker color. Of course, I don't want to go too dark, because currently in my kitchen, I have this deep, deep forest green. It's almost black. And I chose that color because the kitchen is entirely white. The cabinets are white. The countertop's white. The floor is white. All the appliances are white, so I wanted a really dark wall to contrast with all the white. And she said it looked gorgeous, but she, of course, admitted that I completely needed a renovation. So she was trying to steer me into a darker color. I'm going to do the painting myself, so of course I will ultimately choose the color. But she suggested that I think about a darker color, and I kind of think she's right. But that will depend, of course, on the countertop that I go with. And back to the countertop, actually, she showed me a really almost black countertop, but it had a few specks of white and tans in them, and I thought, well, that would bring out the cabinet color a little bit, but I don't know if I want dark countertops. See, I have to make all these decisions. But she was actually very impressed, because I had already done all this research on the internet and found out the exact cabinets I wanted, the pulls for the drawers and the handles for the cabinet doors. And I had done all this research ahead of time, and she said, well, usually I have to go through and make several visits, bring back samples for people to choose from, but you've got it all, you know, you've done your research, you know what you want. But the only thing I don't know what I want is the countertop, and I have to pick out my specific appliances, because I'm getting a new stove and a new microwave. So I have to work on that. But she was really good about steering me through the process. And we talked about what electrical changes need to be made. I'm going to have under cabinet lighting. I'm going to change the light in the kitchen, because right now I have one of those big fluorescent ones with those big, long fluorescent tubes. Well, there's two of them in that light. And it certainly brightens up the kitchen. And I told her, I said, I have no problem replacing the light, but I want just as much light as this one provides. So she said that she would take that into consideration when she is suggesting light fixtures. God, I can't speak tonight. So the next step in the process, so after all this, she writes up this little thing, and I gave her a check for her designing fee, and it wasn't very much. I had no problem giving her that. But the next step in the process is she goes back to her studio, she draws up the plan, she prices out the cabinet, she prices out the two different options on the countertop. I'm going to have a tile floor, so she's going to give me some options in tile floor, and then she's going to talk to her installer. And she's got this guy who exclusively works for her and does everything from demolition to finished work. So she basically said that her firm, her design firm, does everything from start to finish, from the design to the demolition to the installation to the finished work. And that's exactly what I want. I want someone who I can just pay and do everything. Of course, at one point she says, well, now what's your budget? And I tell her my budget, and she's like, that's a little tight, but we'll see what we can do. You know, not that I need to keep it a secret, but I only have $20,000 to spend on the kitchen, with a contingency of $2,000, not contingency, you know how they say, have 10% held back for, unforeseen changes or whatever. So I have another $2,000 that I can pull from if I have to. Of course, I don't want to, but I have that just in case. So anyway, I was telling you the next step. So she goes back and she does all this work, and then she contacts me in a couple weeks with the design and the options, and we get together again. And if I like everything, I finalize it and sign a contract with her. If I think the price is worth it, for what I want, and I agree to it, then I sign it. And then the next step is to order everything, and then it's going to take like 6 to 8 weeks to get everything in. But she said that once everything is delivered, that her guy comes in and he can bang it out in about 2 weeks. And that goes with what you might remember that I was telling you a couple weeks ago, that I talked to the lady in my building who had her kitchen done, and she said that they pretty much got it done in 2 weeks, two and a half weeks, she said. So once everything's ordered and in, then it really will take no time at all to get it done, which I'm pleased with. But I think that the entire process from start to finish, from counting today until the actual finish of the kitchen, is probably going to be 3 or 4 months. Maybe by January, maybe by December I'll have it in, but we'll see. But in any case, you know, all my problems I've had with contractors, with people not calling me back with estimates, I'm very pleased and encouraged by this meeting I had with this lady today. She seems right on the ball. She seems exactly what I'm looking for. She said that she's like becomes the project manager. And like if the cabinets need to be delivered, she will be here the day they need to be delivered, so I don't have to take off work. And I just have to, you know, leave an admit slip so she can get the key and get in my house. So anyway, I'm extremely pleased with all of this process with this lady so far. And I'm hoping that the price comes in on, you know, the way I want it to. Excuse me, I need to cough. Okay. All right, so that's the kitchen designer, and I'm very pleased with that. Other things I wanted to talk about today. Big Brother 7. As you know, last night Big Brother 7 was on. However, in the D.C. area, Big Brother 7 was preempted with a football game, the Redskins football game. So I could not watch Big Brother last night. Actually, my DVR did record it, but it recorded it at 2:37 a.m., so I have not watched it yet. And so I won't be able to comment on what's happening. And it was supposed to be a double eviction, Chef Mark and Big Fatty and Sarah from How Much Do We Love, all of us have been emailing back and forth this week, you know, talking about what's going on Big Brother. And Sarah, thank goodness for Sarah, she reminded us all that in many market areas, in many areas, that football games were being played on Thursday night, and Big Brother would be shown at different times or on different channels, different stations. So I did all my looking on the DVR schedule, and well, Sarah suggested that in some markets it was going to be played on the UPN station. Well, not in the DC area, so I was unable to watch it live. So I had to record it, and I just haven't watched it yet. But that's kind of pisses me off, because this was a really good show. You know, two people are going to be evicted, and I have no idea at this point who has been evicted and what happened on the show. Of course, if Big Fatty is listening, or Chef Mark, or even Sarah, I don't know if she listens to my show, but you all know what has happened, and I don't know what went on Big Brother, so I'm really anxious to listen to or watch the show and find out exactly what the hell went on. And I don't want you to write me any comments or any email or anything telling me what happened, because I haven't watched it yet, so don't tell me. And speaking of the reality shows, I watched Project Runway on Wednesday night, and oh my God, it was actually pretty good. They had to, I think actually Chef Mark did, I keep calling him Chef Mark, but he's Remarkably Mark, talked about it on his show about how they had to design for the jet setter, and they were designing for themselves, so they all had to make their own outfit, and then they had to work it on the runway. And then to actually find out if they won, they actually had to go to Paris, fly on a plane, to see how their outfit stood up on an international flight to Europe. And they had to fly to France, and then they had some designer actually got to see them walk in their own outfit and decide who the winner was. And the winner was Jeffrey, the guy with the tattoos on his neck, and he had designed this like rock star outfit, and actually it wasn't too bad. And although I really don't care for him as a designer, I was glad that he finally won one. But the one who lost was the big, not the big surprise, but the one I'm very glad lost. It was Angela, the one who is like this crazy woman who last week Jeffrey had to design for her mother, and they had all that controversy and shit. But anyway, so Project Runway is kind of like, now they're in France, and they're going to be designing, I think, for, I don't really know, somebody. I don't remember who, but so it's getting good, and it's really cool that they're in France. Now, a couple outfits that were really either plain or just awful was, one was Kane's. I don't know if anybody watched Project Runway, but Kane looked like Elvis had returned to the building. He had this wild outfit. It was in black mostly, but he had this big, almost like a butterfly wings on the back of his shirt, and he had this big belt buckle that in like gold rhinestone, rhinestones that spelled out Kane, and he really did. He looked like Elvis, and the celebrity judges actually said Elvis is back and something like that. So, which is a shame because I don't think that's really fair because they design clothes for women and they made them design clothes for men for themselves. So, and the other one that was kind of really simple, but the designers seemed to really like it. excuse me, was Vincent's. Outfit. It was like just a plain old black pair of pants with this like almost like a sweater kind of shirt top, and it was just very simple, but it traveled well and they liked it. So anyway, so Project Runway is good, and I can't wait to see the next episode. And of course I'm dying over Big Brother, and I'll get back to that hopefully at the next show. Now the next thing that's on the list is Ernesto. Hurricane or tropical storm or tropical depression Ernesto finished up with Florida, and as of this recording he is out in the Atlantic Ocean gaining strength, ready to slam into Big Fatty and Larry Vader. They have the coal miners closed, so they're not working because of the hurricane. But it's supposed to gain strength, and then by Saturday morning, Saturday 8 a.m., it's supposed to be drenching us in the D.C. area with like 6 to 10 inches of rain, they're predicting. So this weekend is going to be extremely wet. And we were supposed to start getting bands of the rain and the storms late this evening, late this afternoon, early evening, and nothing's happened yet. We do have a little bit of wind, and the temperatures drop down, and there's lots of clouds in the sky, but we have no rain yet. So we're looking for some rain. So Ernesto is definitely going to, I think we're definitely going to feel Ernesto this weekend, and it's actually going to ruin some plans the boyfriend and I had. I just have this feeling. Saturday night, we were supposed to go to Tarara Winery for a jazz event. That's an outside event, and we were going to take dinner, of course, and enjoy the jazz, and we were supposed to be meeting another blogger there, another wine blogger, but I know it's going to be canceled now because with Ernesto here on Saturday, it's going to rain us out, I'm sure. That will really suck. So then I don't know what we'll be doing this weekend. But I'm sure whatever we do, we'll have some fun. Now, a little piece of news. You know, I've been talking... Excuse me, I keep coughing and shit. Anyway, a little piece of news that I heard on the news this evening. I'm not going to talk about Bush and how he made a stupid speech and likened the war in Iraq to fighting the Nazis in World War II and so forth. Because all I have to say about that is... we fought the Nazis in World War II a lot faster than you're fighting these people in Iraq. You know, he's trying to bolster support for the war, and I don't think comparing it to World War II and fighting the Nazis is anywhere near the same. But I'm not going to go into that, like I said. No, but I heard on the news tonight, and I'm sure others heard it too, that the famous painting by Edvard Munch, The Scream, you know, where that guy is holding his face and screaming, was recovered today along with his other painting called Madonna. You might remember, actually, I printed out an article about it, but I don't know that I'm actually... Well, let me read a little bit of it. It says, The Scream and another stolen masterpiece by Norwegian artist Edvard Munch were recovered by police on Thursday, 2 years after gunmen seized the paintings from an Oslo museum. The Scream and Madonna are now in police possession, Police Chief Ivar Stensrud told a news conference. The damage is much less than we could have feared. He said the pictures were recovered on Thursday afternoon in a successful police operation and said no ransom had been paid. Two masked gunmen walked into the Munch Museum in Oslo in August 2004 and yanked the two works from the walls in front of dozens of terrified tourists. They escaped in a car driven by another man. The paintings are both from 1893. Three men were convicted in May of taking part in the theft and were sentenced to up to 8 years in jail. Two of them were ordered to pay $122 million in damages. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I believe it goes on to say that the men to plea or to bargain down their sentence told the police where they could find the works of art, so it's a good thing they were recovered, because I really like that piece, The Scream by Edvard Munch. I'm sure if you saw it, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, then again, you probably already know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, so that was pleased to hear that they were recovered. About podcasts I've been listening to this week, I just wanted to mention a couple things. Little Fatty and, I mean, Big Fatty and Larry Vader had a show, I believe it was on Wednesday. It was really quite funny, because what they did was, you know, they have this part on the show where they go hamming it up with Big Fatty. Well, during that part of the show, they play messages that people have phoned in, and then they comment on the messages. Well, something was going wrong with the computer, and each time they played the message, you, the listener, didn't get to hear the message. All you got to hear was Larry Vader and Big Fatty commenting on the message. And it was extremely funny, because you're like, what the hell are they talking about? If you hadn't have gone to the website to read the short little paragraph that Larry described all of that, saying that there was a problem with it and you can't hear the messages, you would have thought, what the hell is going on? Because you couldn't hear the people leaving the messages. So I was actually hysterically laughing. And then, of course, I listened to their show on Thursday, where they apologized for the mix-up and played some of the messages again. So, Big Fatty and Larry Vader, get your shit together. And Larry, by the way, I'm glad to hear that you're listening. And I'm so sorry that, because Larry mentioned this on his show. I mentioned on Monday about the plane crash and how it comes in threes. And that I didn't know anybody who was flying. Well, Larry Vader reminded me that, yes, I did know somebody who was flying, that in fact he will be getting on a plane soon, and that I have now scared him because of getting on a plane, you know. So he was a little upset. But so, Larry, I'm sorry, and I hope nothing happens to your plane when you fly. I think he's flying out next week somewhere. Maybe it's September 13th, something like that. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, you know, I talk about Little Fatty Cast all the time. And you guys, if you're not listening to Little Fatty Cast, you should be, because those guys are great. And Big Fatty and I are big, big brother fans. So, yeah. And the other one I wanted to mention was, which, because I'm sure people who listen to my show listen to Remarkably Mark. He was talking about, he had several things to talk about on his last show. But at the end, he was talking about different ways. Oh God, what was it? Let me think about this. Yeah, I remember now. He was talking about, or reading this piece about, the different ways, or the different terror alerts that they have in Europe, and he was using different accents, and it was quite funny. I know that Mike Hipp wrote about it on podcastsoup.net, but if you haven't listened to that show, go listen to Remarkably Mark's last show. It was quite funny. So, let's see, what else? I think that's all I have on my list today, boys and girls. I am dead tired. It's the end of the week. I have a lot of work to do. The boyfriend and I will be spending the weekend together. You know, I'm going to try to get him to record a podcast, because now that we're back at work, at school, teaching, we do not get together during the week, and we won't have any time to record a podcast except on the weekends. So anytime he's going to be on the show, it would have to be on the weekend. So he and I are going to have to work on recording some shows together. So anyway, I think I'll wrap this up. So boys and girls, thank you for all the messages, all the emails, all the comments on the website. Thank you, Ramble Redhead, for the voicemail. And congratulations on your 1-year anniversary of podcasting. And I think that's all. So, boys and girls, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, so enjoy Monday. Oh, you know what? That just reminded me. I don't know that we'll have a show on Monday. You'll just have to tune in and find out. I actually don't think we'll have a show on Monday, but you never know. All right. So, boys and girls, have a great weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Do something fun. And until next time, bye. I should raise